Blog Talk Radio.
Life is like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they?
From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good morning. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this morning from Insanity to Sane. Thank you so much for tuning in to another live broadcast as we broadcast live every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I just want to thank you all for tuning in and listening and supporting this ministry as we move forward. I would also like to just encourage you this morning that whatever you may be facing, whatever may be going on, maybe in your health, your relationships, your family, your job, a loved one, it doesn't matter. Whatever that you're going through, God is more than enough to see you through. If you would just place yourself in His loving and capable hands, He will get you exactly where you need to be at, okay? So I just want to encourage you this morning to stand strong and be everything that God has created you to be. And we would like to start off with prayer first, because as we do every single week, we can't do nothing without God's presence. So, Father, I just thank you for this day. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to see another day. It is indeed a privilege and an honor that you have chosen us. And, Father, I just want to be everything that you have called and destined me to be. And I pray that over everyone that is listening under the sound of my breath, and I just pray a special blessing over your people this morning, that you will strengthen, you will encourage, you will equip and empower each and every last one of your people, oh Lord. And, Father, I pray that whatever needs that may be represented, maybe they may be broken in their spirit, maybe they struggling with a broken heart, or they just struggling inwardly and they don't know what to call it or what to name it, God. But Father, you do. And I pray that you send your ministering angels right now in the name of Jesus. And I just pray everyone under the sound of my breath will be blessed. And Father, I pray that our hearts will be open and our minds will receive what you have for us this day, oh Lord, that we will walk away changed in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, and I do appreciate it. I had a special guest this evening, Ashley Brenton. Her new music video, you'll know, she's from the Disney Channel, and she starred in a video with Jake Short. Not sure exactly what happened this morning. We had things arranged with her publicist. I know she's on. She's out in California, and I know that is a difference in our time zone. And I'm hoping that she did not get the times mixed up. When I spoke to her publicist about it, I did let them know that we are Eastern Standard Time, that the show will be Eastern Standard Time, and that she is to call into the studio. But sometimes things happen, and I just believe that whatever happens, God knew it, and God has a plan. And like I said, all this time I had been moving forward with this series on prayer, because prayer is so essential. So I would just like to say that thank you as we move forward, because God has a word for you this morning, all right? And let me tell you what that word is. That word is prayer. Last week I spoke about that I will be starting a series, and we're going to be speaking about prayer. We're going to really get to the bottom and find out what is happening in our prayer life, you know, that we need to change, because God doesn't change, but we change. And sometimes we can get busy. We can get caught up in work, school, school, children, husbands, wives, Little League, and all these other things. And what typically happens is that sometimes we're not even aware of that we have fallen away from God, you know, that we don't spend that time with him like we used to. I know these days I'm extremely busy myself, you know, and I always have to find that time with God. And my time is early in the morning. Your time may be at nighttime. Your time may be in the afternoon. But whatever time it is, you have to find that time to connect with Almighty God, because God cares about every part of your life. Every detail of your life matters to him. And some people may think, why do I even talk to God? He doesn't, you know, he's not there. Or why should I bother? He's not worried about me. Yes, he is worried. He crafted you. So when you look at it, Almighty God took out the time to craft you into the person that you are. Your eyes, your nose, your face, every element of you, everything about you, he crafted. Now, when God can take out that time to craft you into the person that he destined you to be, why would you think otherwise that he doesn't care? You know how much time that takes? You know, sometimes as artists, now just think about it this way. I'm just going to bring it to you in a natural sense, and then you'll be able to see it in the spirit realm. In the natural sense, an artist can have themselves a person who they're going to paint, okay, who they're going to bring onto canvas, all right? So they have their model right there. You know how many hours, how many days, maybe how many months go into to painting that picture, or even someone that does sculpturing, and they have to sculpture, and they have to mold that clay. You know how many hours and days and months that can take before they have the perfect picture or the perfect statue? Okay, so that's in the natural of how long that take. So if a person can do that in the natural, just imagine Almighty God, what he puts into it, because he's over everything. So because he's over everything, he knows everything, and he sees everything, and he knows exactly what you need to be. He has invested his time and everything into you. God loves us even when we mess up, even when we sin. He's still there. He doesn't toss us to the side because he says, okay, Barbara, you didn't do this what I wanted you to do. You didn't say this. You did this. God is not going to toss me to the side because I messed up. God is still there, and he is still in the midst of everything and what we do because he loves us. So with Almighty God loving you like that way, you have to spend that time with him. And I know over the past couple of weeks, over the last 2 weeks especially, I've been going through some, as many of you know, that I started a new company, and it's called Fitz Entertainment Productions, and I'm featuring, I'm doing PR work for a lot of artists and authors and other businesses and so forth. And, you know, as you start off another company, you know, things can be very, you know, stressful, you know, and you're trying to multitask everything. And today I'm leaving for the Stellar Awards for the weekend, so I have that on my plate, and I'm trying to get all the details in line and set up interviews and networking with people and so forth, and it can get so busy. And one morning I prayed, and I said, Lord, I said, just give me a word for the day. And I went online, because I read Joyce Myers every morning, and there it was about spending time with God. Because sometimes you can do the right thing for the right reasons, okay, and it can be wrong. Because God is not worried about what you do for him more so than he is the time that you spend with him. And sometimes people think, okay, you know what, they can sit down, they may read their Bible for a whole hour, maybe 2 hours, and they feel, well, you know what, that is good. Like we're doing God a favor because we give him an hour of our reading, okay? Do not confuse the two between quantity and quality. God wants quality time. If you have 10 minutes and that 10 minutes is quality, prefer that 10 minutes of quality versus 3 hours of you sitting down reading the Bible, because God wants to connect with us on a personal level. And one of the things what I discussed last week, and I'm going to bring it up again this week, and I'm going to continue to bring it up every week that I'm teaching on prayer, because so often we forget this, that God cares about us. He wants to answer our prayers. He desires to answer our prayers. But there are times that when our relationships with others is not at best, okay, it's a direct result of our relationship with God. So, and I know a lot of you may not want to hear this, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest. There was a time of day I didn't want to hear it either, okay? So I'm just going to give it to you straight, because that's what we do here from Insanity to Sane, okay? We take your insanity and we turn it into sane, God's way of sanity, okay? So With all that being said, okay, when your relationship with God is not in alignment with Him, with God Himself, that is an outpouring. It's like water overflowing, and overflows into your other relationships. So when you see other relationships that you have, and there's strife, and there's all this type of tension, and, you know, it becomes so heavy, it's because your relationship with God is not in alignment. Because when your relationship with God is in alignment, everything that you do will align itself. Yes, you're going to have trials, you're going to have tribulations, you're going to have good days, you're going to have not so good days, okay? But your good days is kind of far, you know, your good days is going to far weigh out any other day that you could possibly have in your life, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. So often, you know, we need to get our relationship with God right, then our relationships with others will be right, you know. And I'm just going to share this. A few months back, a friend of mine's, who I, to be my friend, and this person is a friend of mine, you know, and sometimes we can say things out of our mouth, you know, and we don't realize what we say because we're just shooting off at the mouth, you know. And that was a scripture that God had given me, you know, Matthew 15:11, it states, it is not what enters into the mouth that defiles a man, but what proceeds out of his mouth that defiles a man. So God's speaking to me about that for about 6 months at least, you know what I'm saying? And I've gotten better at it, you know. And sometimes, you know, as women, we go through this premenopausal and then menopause and all this kind of stuff, and our hormones is crazy. And sometimes we just don't think. We just shoot off at the mouth. And I'm not blaming it on that, is that that's an excuse for just saying what you want to say. But so often, that's what happens to us. Every last one of us at times, we're going to shoot off at the mouth and say the wrong thing. Okay? And someone's feelings is going to get hurt by it. And that's what happened to me one time. And it took me 2.5 months to go back to this person, even though I knew that I was supposed to do it. Okay? But in my mind, I rationalized it and I said, okay, I didn't see where I really offended anyone, you know? And I'm like, Lord, search my heart. You know, now when you pray, Lord, search my heart, don't think God ain't going to search your heart. He's going to search your heart. And I says, Lord, search my heart. And God searched my heart. And He started to reveal it to me every time. And every time, and I'm going to tell you something, every single time when God spoke to me about it, I was not obedient to it. Because in my mind, I still thought, okay, you know what, I can see if I said something to hurt this person's feelings, but I didn't. And really, I couldn't see where I said anything wrong. But so often, we have to get ourselves out of the way. Because even though you may think what you have said to a person is not offensive to them, it could be offensive to them. To us, I felt it wasn't offensive. But to the other person on the other line that is listening to what I said or hearing what I said, it was offensive to them. So because of that, we have to go back to that person and we have to make that thing right. And God gave me the scripture. He says that when you have fought with your brother, leave your gift at the altar. Leave the altar. Go make peace with your brother and be reconciled with your brother. Then come back and offer your gift. Because when you offer your gift to God and you have fought with your brother or you have fought with your sister, okay, God can't receive that because you are not in alignment. There is this darkness. And it will block your prayers. It will block you from hearing from God. So it took me a while. It took me, like I said, 2.5 months, maybe almost close to 3 months. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I need to do this. So I did. And when I did, sure enough, when I talked to this person about it, that was the first thing that what they said to me. And I realized that I had hurt this person. And sometimes you don't mean to hurt a person, okay? I don't believe people just wake up in the morning and decide, okay, today will be a good day, I'm just going to hurt this person. It doesn't work like that. But things happen, and sometimes our mouths can get us into trouble at times, you know? So I'm learning that because I wasn't obedient the first time around, okay, it interfered with my prayer. Every time I would pray to God, I didn't feel that connection like I normally feel when I would pray to God, because there was this darkness, it was this cloud that was hovering over me, you know, and it was the disobedience, okay? And God turns His back on disobedience. So when you pray to God, if there's something that is in the way, that is this dark cloud and is hovering over you, don't expect God to listen to you and, you know, and answer your prayer, because God is saying, okay, I want you to do this. Have you done this yet? See, all the time we want God to do this, but God is saying to us, okay, have you done what I have asked you to do? You know, I'm just going to break it down one step further. God is saying, okay, you know what, I'm good. I can make this happen. I'm waiting on you. When are you going to do what I have asked and called you to do. Okay? So that's what God is saying to his people, you know. So I realized one thing. I'm like, you know what, I don't want pride. And then I had to go deeper with it. I was like, okay, God, what prevented me from doing it? When you know what is right to do and you don't do it, that is sin. Sin is when you know you're supposed to be doing something and you do not do it. That is a sin. And God will turn his back on sin. God does not look at sin because God knows what sin can do to people. Okay? So God will turn his back on sin. But at the same time, what you have to think about is that I had to ask myself a question. Okay, Barbara, what is it? What prevented you? Now, some people would have been like, okay, you know what? All right, I made it right with my sister and brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The old Barbara, that insanity Barbara, okay, would have just thought, just like what I said, I would have just left it at that. Okay, I made peace. I'm good. Let's keep this thing moving. That was the insanity Barbara. But the sanity Barbara that lives today, praise be to God, I'm like, you know what, I have to go deep because, see, my relationship with God is deeper. So as you go deeper with God, God is not going to let you just get away with what you used to get away with. And let me say that again. As God elevates you to a new level, you will not be able to get away with some of the things that you used to be able to get away with because you are so in tune with God that God will start to speak and you have to yield because you hear him. You know what I'm saying? So what happened? I asked God, I'm like, okay, God, what is it? What prevented me from actually doing this? Because what I realized, there was a principle here. It wasn't so much of, yes, I offended this person. Yes, I did offend this person. But there's a principle that God wanted to teach me something. And sometimes just when you think you have passed that test, God will give you a pop quiz and say, okay, you know what, let's see. I just want you to see that, you know what, you still have some work to do. Because sometimes once God heals us and delivers us from something, we think it's gone. You know, and we can just move on. But God will give you a pop quiz, okay? And in that pop quiz, I failed that pop quiz. I failed it with a complete F failure. I failed it, okay? But that did not discard me. That did not count me out. God did not say, okay, Barbara, you failed it, so guess what? Can't use you no more. No. One thing about you can mess up with God, but God's calling on your life never changes. What he calls you to do, it doesn't matter. You mess up a million times. The calling does not change. But we have to grab a hold of that and ask ourselves, okay, God, what is happening here? Okay? So that's what I had to do. I had to ask God, what is happening here? And then God started to show me pride. And I was like, oh, not that again. I thought I dealt with that thing. So I was like, nope. Still got something there, you know. So there are times that God will give you a pop quiz just so that you can see that, you know what, too proudful thinking that, hey, you have conquered this thing because, hey, it's still here. It may not be as enlarged as it was, but there's some residue there. Let's clean this act up, okay? That was my turn. So I had to repent, ask God to forgive me because I do not want the spirit of pride because pride will destroy people's lives because God has seen what pride can do. Pride, even Lucifer, when he was in heaven, pride is what got him. So God says in the book of Proverbs, there's six things that God hates, but pride is the first one because God knows what pride can do to a man. It can destroy a man's life. It can destroy a woman's life. So I had to repent, made that right with God, because at the end of the day, my relationship with God has to be intact. If nothing else in my life is intact, everything in my life, it can be going haywire, it can be going crazy, but everything in my life with God, God and I, we have to be tight no matter what happens because he is my source, he is my rock, he's my strength, and I need him. I can't go 1 second without Almighty God because I can't even breathe on my own. I can't even tie my shoe on my own. I can't even swallow on my own. I can't even drink water on my own. Everything that what I do, I need him for it. If you could do it on your own, then why would we need God? Amen? So let's just recap our prayer. Your prayer life. Get a good prayer life going with God. Seek him while he may be found. Seek him in the morning. Whatever that time is, just seek him. You know, even if it's 5 minutes, just set aside 5 minutes and say, God, I'm going to give you this is the time that I have, and I know you deserve so much more than that. But God, I'm just going to give you this time today. I just want to spend time with you. Just say to God, I just want to spend time with you, quality time. And so often when we pray, we think we got to go in there with a whole list of stuff. And you know what I found out? A lot of times you don't have to do all that. God already knows your needs before you have a need. So you don't have to pray about your needs. God already knows your needs. He knew that you was going to have this need today, and he already made the provision for you this day. So you don't have to pray about it. A lot of times when I go to God, I'll go in my room and I'll shut the door and I'll pray. And I'm like, God, I just want to talk with you. Something's on my mind. I just want to talk with you. Or, God, I don't understand this and I need your clarity. God, help me in this area in my life. I see this stronghold. Okay, one of my strongholds, and it's not, I would call it a stronghold, and then it's an issue at the same time, so it's like both. Okay, and God has been dealing with me in that area of love. He's really been challenging me in that area of love in my heart. Okay, other areas in my life, God has healed me. He has restored me. He has transformed me. But the heart is something that he's still got to do a work there. Because, and what I mean by heart is having a heart to love. You know, I've always been afraid of love, and I don't understand why. And I thought I knew why because of the rape, and I'm sure that played a part in it, but it's something much deeper than that, and God showed me something. He showed me that word rejection. And I'm like, okay, God, all right, it's rejection, but where did that rejection come from? My mother never rejected me. My father, he always loved me. So where did that rejection come from that I'm afraid to actually give a man all of me, my entire heart, out of fear that they may reject it, and then I'm left there holding the bag. So that's an area that God has been dealing with me, and I'm like, Lord, thank you, because I don't want Satan to have this hold on this area of my life. But then God showed me one other thing. He said to me, he said, but see, you don't trust me with your heart. You don't trust that I will protect your heart, that I'll keep your heart safe, that you don't trust me enough that I will bring the right person in your life. You don't trust it. So what God showed me is not a point of that. It's a trust issue that I have with him. Now, a year ago, God had to show me that I would have been broken up. I've been like, oh, my God, no. But I'm okay today because it's something else there. There is some residues left over there, and I'm working on it. So I believe that as long as I can confess it and I continue to talk about it and deal with it each and every day and allow God to go deep and bring that thing out, hey, I'm in good shape. I may not be where I want to be, but I know one day I will get, because I didn't think I would be in the place where I am today. And it was all because of Almighty God that he got tired of my insanity and he put an expiration date to it. So this is the last piece of my life that I know that God wants to heal, and that's the heart. So be praying for me, because I'm going to be praying for you as well, so that we can all get there, because you don't want to be a slave to anything, because when you're a slave to something, that means it owns you, it has you, it controls you. And everything that you do, you'll be controlled by it. So we have to overcome that, okay? And that's what I'm doing as well. So we are right under 7 minutes. And I would just like to share with each and every last one of you this morning that today I will be flying out to Las Vegas for the Stellar Awards weekend. I'm very excited about it. I'm going to be networking with a lot of people who I've been networking with for the past months. Now I get the opportunity to meet these individuals, so I'm very excited about that. So just keep the weekend for the Stellar Awards in your prayers, because there's going to be so many events, so many activities going on, and it's just going to be a wonderful time for everyone just to come around one another and support one another and embrace one another, and we're just going to just lift up the name of Jesus out of, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's not about the events. It's not about the people. It's all about Jesus. It's all about God being exalted. And that's what we just want to do. We just want to praise his holy name. So I just want you to know that. Also, I just want to make these announcements. Be Who You Are magazine will be out at the end of this month. I'm very excited about that. We did have a few setbacks. And one thing that what I've learned is that it's not my timing. It is God's timing. And in God's timing, he will bring it to pass. And he's bringing it to pass right now. So just lift up my design team. His name is Darren Smith. Just lift him up. He's doing an incredible job. And I'm just so blessed that God has put him in my life. And we're just working on this magazine together. I did announce the last time that this platform on Thursday mornings, I will be setting it to rest in the next couple weeks, probably at the end of April or early May. I do have some interviews left going on. After I settle those interviews, I'm going to be putting it to rest, because I do have my two platforms on Wednesday evenings and Thursday evenings, you know, and with those two platforms and what I'm doing right now, where God is calling me, I need to be able to free up my time so that I can put everything that I have into what God has called me to do, which is Fitz Entertainment Productions. So please visit my website at www.fromInsanityToSane.com. Click on upcoming interviews to see all of my interviews that will be coming up over the next couple of months. And as well, click on media opportunities so that you can see exactly what services that I am offering. And I do have my prices as well for you to retain my services. So if you have a business or you're an author or you're an artist or you're just a coach or whatever that you have in your business and you're looking to take your business to the next level, well, I come by to tell you I am a one-stop shop girl. I have everything that what you need. We will take care of your interviews, radio, television, commercials, videos, you know, as well as speaking engagements. You know, I do it all here. Plus, you'll be featured in my magazine as well, where you can get even more exposure as well. So we just do a little bit of everything here. So I am a one-stop shop. So you don't have to go anyplace else other than where you're at right now. Please visit my website for the magazine at www.bewhoyouaremagazine.info. Please show your love and support to the ministry as we continue to grow. God is doing amazing things in my life, and He's doing amazing things in other people's lives. I have taken on so many different clients right now, and each day God continues to add numbers to it each and every day, and it is truly a blessing. So just continue to just lift us up as we continue to advance the kingdom of God, and just be aware that I will be making a change with the radio as well as the other platform on Wednesday evenings, which is called Real Woman Real Talk. I'm going to be putting that down as well in hopes of coming out with starting a morning talk show. That's what I'm working on right now, which is a morning talk show. And that morning talk show, I'm going to be lining up two ladies that who have hired me to do their PR work. They are going to be hosting this morning talk show. So I'm working on it right now. And when I get back from Las Vegas next week, I'm going to be starting on that to get that ready to roll out. Hopefully in May, we'll be ready to start that. So just continue to follow me on Facebook and Twitter, because everything that I do on Facebook goes over to Twitter. I don't get on my Twitter account that much like I used to, but I'm going to try my best so I can get back on it again. But anyway, whatever's on Facebook goes over to Twitter. And I do have my Twitter account set up with my LinkedIn accounts and all that. So you will always be able to locate and find out what From Insanity to Sane is up to each and every day, because I'm always on my Facebook platform. Plus, I'm always on my website as well. I'm always updating it with new things each and every day, every week. You know what I'm saying? So just continue to just visit the site, you know, and just support From Insanity to Sane and Fitz Entertainment Productions, because we are doing amazing things over here. And we're just shy under 3 minutes, and I'm just wanting to pray with each and every last one of you before we leave for this day. Father, I just pray a special blessing over all your people this morning. And Lord, I pray that whatever they may be going through, Father, just let them know that they can just rest in you, that you have them in the palm of your hand. And Father, I pray a blessing over their families and their homes and all those that are traveling this weekend for the Stellas. I just pray that you give everyone traveling mercies over the highways and byways and through the sky, and bring everyone safe and sound, Father, as we come together to glorify you. And Father, I just pray a special anointing over the ministry and all that which you're calling us to do here, Father, as we continue to inspire and encourage one another, Father. I just pray your blessing. And we ask all of these blessings in Jesus' wonderful name, and let everyone say amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to another broadcast of From Insanity to Sane. I will be back. I will be doing an interview at 11 o'clock today, Eastern Standard Time, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. I will be interviewing the ZL Singers. They will be performing at the Stellar Awards weekend. So you can tune in this morning, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, to listen to the interview, as well as we will be doing a pre-recording interview. And with that pre-recording interview, I will definitely be having that uploaded, and it will be playing this evening at the regular scheduled time From Insanity to Sane. So anyway, you have all the announcements, mark your calendars, more exciting things is coming up in the months to come. You definitely want to connect with me. Go into my website, hit me up, go into the contact page, and just put your name, telephone number, your website if you have it. Just send me a message and tell me what you want to hear. If you want to be a guest on From Insanity to Sane Radio, please just send your inquiries at Barbara@FromInsanityToSane.com. God bless each and every last one of you. We love you, and remember always, God loves you with an everlasting love. See you next week. Goodbye.